This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Ahead, we'll update the ongoing Eastern and Western Conference Finals featuring the four remaining teams fighting for a spot in the Ed Chynoweth Cup Championship Series. The WHL Bantam Draft in Calgary only days away now, and we'll talk to two top WHL prospects, Ty Smith from the Delta Wild Hockey Academy and Jet Wu from the Winnipeg Warriors, two players expected to hear their name called very early. The WHL's Eastern and Western Conference Finals continue this weekend. The Brandon Wheat Kings take a 3-1 series lead back to home ice against the Calgary Hitmen. Brandon taking a commanding series lead thanks to an 8-3 win at the Saddle Dome in Game 4. In that game, Wheat Kings' Peter Quenville was named the first star. After collecting 3 points, he told Shaw TV's coverage it was nice for the team to break out offensively.
I think it's just something that, with the little bit of a drought we've had lately, we're just trying to stick to it and continue to shoot the puck. And, tonight a lot found the net. It's always fun to be able to put the puck in the back of the net, but at the end of the day, no matter if it's, 8-3 or 2-1, it's all about getting that W.
As for hosting a Game 5 back in Brandon,
I'm sure it'll be probably a tight one. We're excited to get back home for Game 5, but we expect, a hard game, a hard-fought game, and, we're looking forward to it.
In the West, the Portland Winterhawks and Kelowna Rockets set to go at least 6 games in the best-of-7 series. Kelowna evened the series thanks to a Game 4 victory, 3-2 win over the Winterhawks. Kelowna goaltender Jackson Whistle making 40 saves to be named the game's first star.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
What a year for Ty Smith in the Delta Academy Wild. He was dominant in tournaments that he was at, and he's regarded as perhaps the top pick overall upcoming for the WHL Bantam Draft. Ty joins us from Lloydminster. Ty, what a year for you. Explain in a team perspective and a personal perspective how it was for you.
This year has been a really good year from a team perspective. We came together quick, and we've been pretty successful throughout the year, and I got to meet and play with a great group of guys, and it's been a great development thing for me this year, going to Billet away from home and away from my family. The coaching has been really good. We had Yogi Svejkovsky as our coach, so he was a really good team guy and a really good skills guy too. We had Ian Gallagher for off-ice, so I had to keep developing my strength all year, so that's been good.
You're regarded as perhaps the first overall pick come Thursday at the Bantam Draft. What does that mean to you? Are you thinking about that? Do you think it would be awesome to go number one? Is it something that's on your mind?
It's been on my mind a little bit. It's pretty hard not to think about it coming up here, but it'd be good to go number one. Yeah, I'd just be honored to be selected in that Bantam Draft, and WHL is the way I want to go. But right now I'm just trying to focus on the upcoming Alberta Cup here.
Ty, when you think of the WHL, you said it's the way you want to go. Why the WHL? Why that choice?
I feel it's going to help me develop as a player and continue to grow, having that 72-game schedule. The coaching and competitive league should be very good for me.
Ty, what kind of player are you? I know that you're a star on the rise here. You're an offensive defenseman, from what I've been told. I've seen you in limited action this year, but explain your game and what kind of tools you have.
I think my most important tools that I have are my leadership and teammate abilities. And on the ice, I'm a good playmaking kind of guy with good vision. I've got the ability to play against the other team's best players.
You mentioned it, moving away from home, from Lloydminster all the way to Delta to attend Delta Hockey Academy. How tough of a transition was that for you? And you mentioned it too. That's the way it is in the WHL. You'll be leaving home to play hockey as well.
It's been pretty good for me actually this year. I have a really good Billet family. I Billet with the Stewarts, and Brody Stewart is the kid that is on my team. So it's been good to Billet with him, and I still get to keep in touch with my family and see my dad at all the tournaments we attend and our playoffs he came up to, so it's been a good experience overall.
Ty, the Spokane Chiefs hold the number one pick by winning the Bantam Draft lottery. A lot of talk with Spokane. Have you had a lot of meetings and kind of where you're at with them?
I've talked to them a couple times, and they've contacted my dad, and I'd just be honored if they picked me, and I'd definitely be a place I'd want to play.
And finally, draft day, where are you going to be? How are you going to keep up to date with everything?
Draft day, I'll be back in Delta going to school, most likely. Probably just be watching it on my phone and whatever class I'm in.
Hey, best of luck on draft day, Ty. First overall pick, I know you'd love to do that. Thanks for being a guest here on WHL This Week, and good luck on draft day.
Thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge and Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The city of Winnipeg could have back-to-back players go number one in the WHL Bantam Draft. Stelios Mateos was selected by Brandon last May. This year's hopes are on defenseman Jet Wu from the Winnipeg Warriors, and he joins us on WHL This Week. Hey, Bantam Draft is just days away now. What's the excitement level like for you and your family?
Yeah, hi, Mr. Keene. It's a great time of the year. I've been thinking about it actually for a couple of years now, and I guess I'm really looking forward to which team I'll be representing in the next couple of years.
You're a defenseman, and you had a pretty good season there with the Winnipeg Warriors. Let's talk about the club's success as you captained that club this season.
Yeah, we went 26-5-1 in the regular season. We also had the best goals against average in the league. Our coaches knew that if we want to be the team on top, then our D zone had to be pretty close to perfect, and for the most part, we were. We captured the city championship, as well as swept Brandon in a best-of-three series to cover the provincial championship, as well as receiving a bronze medal in the Western Canadian Bantam Championship.
Wow, great season for you. You're the captain of the club there. You've really come on here strong now that this is your Bantam draft year. Jet, tell me about your game. What kind of player are you? What do you think your top skills are?
I like to play a fast, intense game. I like to use my body and be physical. I guess every time I step up on the ice, I just want to be the best player out there. And like my coaches always told me the whole year, control the play and dominate the game.
Last year at the WHL Bantam Draft, there was a Winnipeg native that went number one overall to Brandon, Stelios Mateos. I'm sure you'd love to follow in his footsteps, but any relationship with Stelios, who's now playing games up with the Wheat Kings this season?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We tried out together for Team Manitoba for the Canada Winter Games. He's actually a really good friend of mine. He's also a great leader in the dressing room, but it was unfortunate that he couldn't play in the tournament.
Your dad, Larry, played in the WHL, spent some time in Victoria, also in Swift Current. That has to be just a great influence for yourself as far as, getting your junior hockey career started in a couple of years.
I'm sure I wouldn't be playing hockey without him right now. He's given me so many tips in hockey and even life tips. He played 2 years, I think, in Victoria and one in Swift Current, and he's been a huge influence on my life.
Jet, when it comes to NHL-type players that you'd like to model your game after, who are some of the guys you look up to I want to say compare yourself to, but who are some of the influences you take in your game?
I like to say I model my game after Shea Weber. He's a big defenseman. He can always get a shot to the net, heavy shot. His defense is pretty good. My number one strength would be playing defense and always getting the puck up, making quick decisions when I need to.
We also have Ty Smith, a defenseman out of Lloydminster, who played at the Delta Wild Academy this season. You two are being looked upon as potentially the top two picks. How much would it mean for you, Jet, to go first overall on Thursday?
Yeah, Ty's a great player. We're friends off the ice too, but I guess it's unfortunate to be named anywhere in the top five players. In the whole draft, there's lots of skilled players. It's a really, like I said before, it's a really exciting time of the year. But I know it doesn't matter where I go in the draft. It's how you train and act and your desire to want to get better.
You're exactly right. When it comes to the WHL path, Jet, how much have you thought about that, and is that something you want to pursue?
I've been thinking about it for 2 years now, and there's nothing I can say bad about the WHL. It's such a fast game now, and like I said before, I've done my research and I've watched a couple games, and there's lots of good players in the NHL or in the WHL that have gone to the NHL. And my ultimate goal is to go to the NHL, and I believe that the WHL can help me reach my goal.
Finally, Jet, when it's draft day, what's the plan? Where are you going to be? I know that it's always nice to be in school, but I'm sure a little bit of excitement might take over. So what's the plan?
I think my parents are going to let me take the day off.
Okay.
I'd like to miss a day of school.
All right. Well, Jet, great stuff here. Great season there with the Winnipeg Warriors. Great guest as well here on WHL this week. Best of luck on draft day, and we look forward to you making your mark in the WHL.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Keen.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Denny's WHL Player of the Week is branded Wheat Kings forward John Quenneville. The 19-year-old Edmonton native continued his strong playoffs, collecting 5 points, 2 goals, and 3 assists in 2 games to begin the Eastern Conference Final against the Calgary Hitmen. Quenneville has been a playoff performer heading into the week. He's collected 27 points in 21 career WHL playoff games to go along with a +12 rating. And that's the show. I want to say thanks to our WHL top prospect guests, Jet Wu and Ty Smith. We'll have a recap of the WHL Bantam Draft and awards banquet in next week's show. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.